That this guy will not take the job. My judgment. if he has to be committed to doing this in the near future.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that he was committed to doing this.
Well, I say as an operational matter, he won't do it in the near future.
You and I both felt that his argument that there was some possibility of sense in his argument, and I know that I felt that it was a matter that a skilled person like our guy, you know, our guy here, like John Edgar.
Sure.
It was a matter for somebody of that degree of competence to work out and decide. I don't know what the hell the best thing is to do, but I certainly don't think we ought to say that as a matter of policy we're committed to the proposition that you won't pick any of these guys up now. And I don't believe that's in accordance with our agreement, Mike.
I didn't say that. I'm only saying as a matter of what I predict, that is what will happen, and I think it's important for us to know about it.
Well, I understand that, and your prediction may be true, may come true, and we'd have to play some other cards and do some other bargaining if our expert thought it was wrong.
But more than a prediction, it's an honest statement on his part of his intention.
Yeah. Well, That's point one, and you consider whether you want me to make a try on it through the other guy. Point two is this question of the armed forces, which structurally really is determinative, isn't it?
That's the crucial point, and the crucial point is the Army.
All right, now, it seemed to me that the right thing to do, Mick, is to see whether the fortress guys would take either one of those names. And if they'll take either one of those names, then...
What do you mean by fortress guys?
San Isidro.
They're not going to say yes to that, I don't think. Sorry, yeah. I have come in just now from spending the day with them. I think I want to take another reading with him and call you back, if that's agreeable to you.
All right, now let me give you my views, just more or less repeat them, for your guidance in connection with the conversations you're going to have later.
Right.
Very shortly, I will have a little luncheon group together, and we will be able to talk to you in some more detail.
Right.
But we started on the premise, Constitution, yes.
Yeah.
And you know the other phrase.
I do.
Now let's stay on that without yielding it. I think that the Army man must be agreeable, repeat, must be agreeable. If J.B. cannot deliver that to Mr. G. or Mr. X. or anybody else, then that's going to be a problem. And Mr. Davidson is going to have to tell him when we hang up that you deliver that or else we're in trouble. Number two, I cannot think of considering anything that doesn't make the second phrase of that slogan a fact. How long it takes to get to that fact and how we get to it and all of that is something different.
Right.
But we must have a policy.
Yeah.
That Constitution, yes.
I get it.
Number three, I think that you must submit these names, and if these two will not work, namely the air attaché and the old government up here. I forget his name. What is it, Davidson?
Well,
Gonzalez.
We're talking Gonzalez, but we're talking about two different things now. You better let me come up to where you are, boy.
Right. Right. Well, anyway, you get that, Max?
Yep.
And see if Cy finds that all names are unacceptable. If they are all unacceptable, then that does give us a serious problem. If not, well, we'll continue over the next few hours to try to grind out some more names.
All right.
I want to make this one fundamental point. The important thing chronologically and strategically now is to find out what the San Isidro reaction is to those two guys for Emmy.
I think I'll know more on that very soon. Ben
all right.
has just come in.
Right.
I will be back at you when I know more, or I'll wait for your call when the little group is together, whichever you prefer.
All right, you get back to us as soon as you can, and we'll all be together in the next 20 or 30 minutes.
Boss,
aye, aye.
You come on down here, Dave.
Well, I'll be right there, boss.
Right.